This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Been so different to what I imagined, but exactly what I wanted, I guess. Like, we go recording photo shoots, video clips, meetings, interviews, radio all the time.
It's crazy. Weird. Life has changed so much. Like, it's like the life we wanted to live.
It's probably been a big journey for you since Airtime, where you all formed. And you said to me that you guys now are the best of friends, whereas before you really didn't know each other, but you all chucked into a group. How did it feel forming such a close friendship?
I loved it because we got to know each other. And now we know them so well that we can just sit together and know what, if I say something, habits. She's going to get annoyed. Like, and no, it's just great having a great friendship because we know that we can trust them. We've got them there and there's not going to be any like backstabbing or anything. That's just, that would never happen ever.
Now, you're talking about the different personalities or different roles the group's taken now. Mm-hmm. You're the calm man, Keenan.
Yes, I am. I'm like the positive dude.
And you're the bit of the nerd.
Yes.
I say that with love, mind you.
Ah, I love books. Books of my life.
She doesn't look like one, though.
She doesn't. No, I have to say, I didn't pick you for a nerd when I saw you.
Nerds are cool. No, yeah, and I'm a bit of the mum. I'm the mum. I just keep everyone in line. And no, I don't think we should be doing that or pick up your rubbish.
Like, is that what it's going to be like on national tour with her, do you reckon?
Yeah, that's what I think it will be like.
I think we should go to bed now.
By then, we will learn to pick up her rubbish before she says it. So it'll all be good.
This is him thinking positively, you yeah. do realize that. Your new single, Stay Closer, it's coming out March 6th.
Yep.
And you guys actually wrote this song.
Yeah, we wrote it not even thinking as a single or anything. It just came to us. And then it just, I don't know, everyone just loved it.
Everyone put their own thing in it and we've all got our own little vibe in it. So it's great.
How would you compare that to Move?
It's more dancey and upbeat and
especially because we wrote it, it feels more like our song, you know what I mean, and a lot more right, I guess, because it was from us.
Is it different taking ownership of your artistic work as opposed to putting into a process of Airtime where you formed into a group, you kind of have to kind of fit a mold to an extent, and then you get this liberation where, oh wow, we can write a song.
With this single, when someone says they like the song, it's more to the heart because we wrote it, we get more proud. We're like, we actually wrote that song. People like it.
We've got more of a group identity now, I guess, through all the different things, like the big transformation of all since the TV show. It's huge and it does feel good.
Now, all this spotlight that you got from Airtime, how did you adjust to all that big shock that you received when you were just thrown right in there?
I guess you just had to go to sleep and think, okay, stay calm. It's happening. It's actually happening. But, you know, just go with the flow. Just enjoy it.
Positive man, I can see. And what were you doing, Sarah? What was your thought process?
I was just taking each day as it comes and just taking everything, like living for now and not taking anything for granted, because I know that there's so many people that would swap positions for where we are. So not just to go through it and just... give half of my effort and just give everything.
Now, you did your HSC last year.
I did.
You're a very, very brave girl. How did you manage that with all the hectic schedule that you had?
I don't know. I was probably close to breakdowns. There were many moments I was like, you know what, I quit. I quit school. But then I was like, I've got 2 weeks to go. I can do it. And I just put my mind to it and did the best I can. And I got into uni, which...
Fantastic.
Not going, obviously, but it's nice to know that I would have, if this wasn't here, still gotten in.
What subjects did you end up taking?
English, maths, and biology, art, and visual arts.
Biology, that's an interesting one in the mix.
That was my favourite subject.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You must be one of those people who are left and right side of the brain then, because you're obviously very creative with your performing skills and then the sciencey side. I rarely meet people who are both way inclined.
No, I really would like to work with animals later on if this doesn't work out, but you know, this has to work out. But you have to think of other things
positively.
To do.
I think he's rubbing off on you, Sarah. which is great to see. How about yourself, Kenan? What sort of academic sacrifices have you had to make for this group?
Well, I'm actually doing my HSC this year, so I guess I'm in and out of school all the time. Like, I know that I'm going to do a good job in my HSC because when I do get there, I do focus. But at the end of the day, like, I'm just going to do the best I can for everything that I do. I actually like school as well, so...
Yeah.
Learning's fun.
I'm loving this positive vibe I get from you guys, because when we were in school, we're like, school, gosh, you know?
It's because we're half in, half out, so that's
so you
right.
get the best of both
so
worlds.
It's not school, it's kind of...
Cool.
School.
Yeah, cool, yeah. That's what that is.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.